The time of singing. The scriptures I'm going to share on today is Isaiah 54, verses 10 to 17. Song of Songs 2, beginning at verse 9b. Matthew 5, beginning at verse 2. And 2 Timothy 3, beginning at verse 5. In Isaiah 54, we see that the Lord speaking to us about timing. It's an Old Testament scripture where the Lord says, this is the situation now. However, I will rebuild you. I will make your towers of sparkling rubies. I will teach. He's saying all the things that he's going to do, rebuild, restore, teach. And he says then in verse 17, in that coming day, no weapon turned against you will succeed. It's from the Old Testament. The Lord is talking about a time that is going to come and what he will do in that time. In the Song of Songs, in chapter 2, verse 9, the scripture says, look, there he is behind the wall. Now he is looking in through the window, gazing into the room. My lover said to me, rise up, come away, for the winter is past. The flowers are springing up, and the time of singing birds has come. It's again a scripture about time, that it's a time to rise up. The winter's past. It's time for singing. And the Lord is even then encouraging his beloved ones to rise up and to come away with him. These are both Old Testament scriptures talking about the timing. And in Matthew chapter 5, beginning in verse 2, the Lord Jesus Christ is teaching his disciples the Beatitudes. And he says in verse 3, blessed, God blesses those who realize their need for him, for the kingdom of heaven is given to them. This is a new time. It's a time when Jesus was speaking about how he would turn the world upside down. It's a time for the new covenant. It's a time for fulfillment of the old covenant. It's a time when those who realize their need for him will receive the kingdom of heaven. This is a new timing. And then from there, we start to look at the New Testament in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 5. When the Lord says to us through his word that there will be a time when people will hold to a form of godliness but deny its power, that there will be a time in the last days, in those times, they will consider nothing sacred. That in verse 7, they'll be forever following new teachings but never understand the truth. And in verse 9, it says that they won't get away with this for long because someday everyone will recognize what fools they are. At this particular prayer meeting, there was a participant who was discouraged, a participant praying for a loved one to receive the Lord Jesus Christ, and had asked other Christians to pray for this person. And this person actually received a miracle, a physical miracle, where there was something that only God could do that was done for them. And their response was, well, it would have happened anyway. That even by seeing the physical miracle, they hadn't turned their hearts to the Lord. But our sense, you know, my sense of that was we shouldn't be discouraged by that, we weren't discouraged by that, but that we knew through intercession, through the power of prayer, that this person was curious about the Lord, but for whatever reasons, as all of our hearts come to points of resistance at time, that this person was meeting a point of resistance and hadn't totally surrendered yet to the Lord. But we have a confidence that God answers prayer, that God hears our prayer, and that the cry of this person's heart is really to know the Lord. And I felt that even through this very instance where there wasn't glory given to God for this miraculous healing, that in the future, at some point, this person would realize that they would, as it says in verse 9, Timothy, 2 Timothy 3, verse 9, that everyone will recognize what fools they are, and that will be our timing. I mean, certainly all of us have experienced, as we've grown in the Lord, sometimes what we thought at one point was a good thing, we realize, wow, that's not good. The Lord just brings us and matures us, and we think, wow, I was foolish ever to think that. And now we know the truth and we walk in it. And then he brings us to another point of understanding. And once again, the Holy Spirit convicts us and we repent and turn and we walk on a higher ground with him. That's a lifelong process. And in this instance, just a total conviction that at one point this person will come to recognize that it was foolish not to give God glory for that healing, and that person will testify and give witness to others, wow, God even miraculously healed me and I still didn't even turn to him. The stubbornness of the heart. But for us, for our timing, is this very 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 9, when people recognize what fools they are, that's the time that we want to be there. That will be our timing. When someone says, wow, I don't know what I was thinking about in the past, but now I want to live for the Lord, or now I want something new, or I reject what the world taught me at this point in my life, and I want something real, I want something authentic. And then, by the grace of God, we'll be there. That will be our timing to speak truth in love, to share with others the salvation that comes through the blood of Jesus Christ and through his resurrection power, to share with others the baptism of the Holy Spirit. That will be our time. And so it's an encouraging word today for all of us, that there's the perfect timing in the Lord, and that we want to be precisely where he calls us to be. It's the time for singing. It's the time to celebrate him. It's the time to rejoice in our Savior who loves us and came for us and made us new. And also to pray and intercede for all those that don't yet know him, that they would also enjoy the life of peace that we have in him. Doesn't mean that we don't have struggles to overcome, but in the midst of those, we have the supernatural peace of Jesus Christ. So for us, it is a time of singing. And we pray to be in that right spot when people turn and say, wow, what was I thinking about? I want what's real. I want what's authentic. And that we can minister to them in love in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. God bless you today. I pray that you in your life today would be enjoying the time of singing, the time of praise. For truly, for us who know Jesus Christ, winter is over and it's a new springtime. God bless you. Annette Eckhart from Bridge for Peace.